And too much vanilla.
I want my Alamo Momo.
You're making a lot of noise, but no voice coming. Something wrong with your phone?
You got respiratory problems?
Guys must like listening to dead phone.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
What are you doing, shaving?
I should get my Morse code.
does. Good music.
But Daddy, jokes.
This guy wants to listen to music. He doesn't want to talk. He wants to listen to music.
Come on, don't.
You want to listen to music or listen to jokes?
Music.
Let's see a copy of that.
He's dialing. That's a dial phone.
Yeah. Ate too many beans, eh?
Phones and doesn't say nothing, just keep the, no matter how long you keep the receiver out, they stay on the receiver. Is there anything you can do about it?
Well, not really, unless it's something that's been going on for a long time. You'd have to call the business office.
Oh, because it just started tonight.
Oh. Well, just to scare them, tell them that you've recorded them. They don't.
Well, we tried that, but they don't seem to want to hang up.
Don't want to hang up?
No, they won't hang up. As long as we keep the receiver up, they'll keep theirs up.
Well, if you're not expecting any important phone calls or something, I'd just pull the phone for a little while, take it out of the jack, and then they'll get no answer. They'll think you've gone away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. But then we got a bell on the bass.
That might not last for long, but it'll give you a piece of life for a while.
But we got a ringer in the basement, so whatever jack we pull, the ringer still goes.
Oh, dear.
We got one of those phones.
Well,
that
can
like, really
what would happen if
we can trace. Do?
Okay. What would happen if we phone the police?
Well, I suppose you can do that. I don't know.
No, but
I don't imagine they'd do anything.
Yeah.
Can those calls be traced?
The thing is, they don't trace them on just short
notice.
Oh, it
like
has
that.
To be long-term
like, you know,
stuff.
Like if it's something that's been happening, say, for 3 weeks or something, and you call the business office and it's a, you know, a consecutive thing,
yeah,
then they will. But if it started tonight...
Well, it just started about an hour ago, an hour and a half.
Yeah, maybe just...
And like I said, we kept the answer that and let it just stay on. They won't say nothing, just... You know, play with the
phone. Maybe
phones.
If you just don't answer the phone for a bit. Put a pillow over it or something.
No, well, we could unplug it, I guess.
Yeah, well, okay.
Then maybe just unplug it for just a little while and see what happens. Maybe they'll go away.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, but like I say, if it continues to happen, like for a little while, say even 3 or 4 days, call your business office and discuss it with them.
Randy's back.
There's somebody else here wants to talk to you. Maybe you'll talk to them.
How are you?
Hello,
yes, it's
hair.
Don't do that. No wonder you can't get a wife. I have two wooden spoons. Which one would you like me to use?
You want me to phone again?
I don't know. We're having fun with
you. Oh, you didn't answer this time.
Listen,
yeah, yeah,
he's back to the beans.
Hello, hello? Hello, hello? Who's this? What is your name? Oh, you little kitty. It'd be fun for you.
That sounds like
Mike,
so.
Yeah. Yeah.
You calling from Edmonton? Hey, Magpie!
Here, put this over here. Let Bill sit down and talk to them.
Magpie!
Yak Shemais. Nothing. What is your name?
What's your
name? You can speak to me. I think she has problems speaking. No. Gnix! Is that it? You have problems speaking, little girl.
Sounds like there's other people in the room, too.
Hello?
Hello?
What?
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Just fine.
So, what you up to tonight?
Excuse me?
Oh, did you do something?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Why'd you say excuse me? Did you do something?
No.
Well, why'd you say excuse me?
Because I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am not from this country.
What language do you speak?
What?
What language do you speak?
A little German, a little Ukrainian, a little Polish now.
A little lie.
And a little French. No, very little. Very little.
Just French?
No, I would never speak just French.
Oh, okay.
It's an evil tongue, remember that. I had a French teacher when I was very young. She was an evil lady, and that's where I got it from.
Hello?
Hello?
That's awful.
So, you figure out any other way to spend a Saturday night?
Nope.
You might as well spend it with us. Do you want her address?
What?
Do you want her address?
Yours?
Yeah.
What is it?
B10 392 Thompson Drive. B10 392 Thompson Drive.
Where's that?
Thompson.
Thompson.
That's where you're phoning.
You've got the wrong number.
Boy, are you gonna get a phone bill?
Okay.
I lie to you?
Yes.
I live in Thompson.
You're in Elmwood.
You're kidding. Where's
yeah.
that?
Oh my!
Where's that?
What?
Where's that?
What?
Where's that?
Speak louder.
Where's that?
What?
Where's Elmwood?
Yeah.
Where?
What?
Where's Elmwood?
Where?
Yeah.
Are you that dumb?
Yeah.
Oh, it's real. Give me an address.
B10 392 Thompson Drive.
He's writing it.
My number is 677-6666.
It could have been 7.
Yeah.
Oh.
667 what?
677-6666.
Really?
Yeah. There must be something wrong with the phone company. I did this once before. I got the wrong first three numbers. Where are you from?
I don't want to tell you.
Well, what town?
What?
What town?
Huh?
What town?
What phone?
Town. T-O-W-N.
Town.
Town. Are you that dumb you don't know what town means? A little hamlet.
What?
A little place where little kitties come from.
Excuse me?
What, did you do something?
No.
Why'd you say excuse me?
I'm not a little kitty.
What?
I'm not a little kitty.
No?
I'm not a little kid.
Why not?
Because I'm 17.
No, you're fibbing.
No.
You are. Come on.
I'm honest.
No, you're not honest.
I don't lie to you, okay? You don't lie to me, I don't lie to you.
I don't lie to you.
What?
I don't lie to you.
Are you in Thompson?
Yeah.
Or Winnipeg?
I'm in Thompson.
Huh?
I'm in Thompson.
Huh?
Thompson.
Don't lie.
Are you that dumb you don't know where Thompson is?
I
know the biggest
Thompson.
City in the north.
Huh?
Boy.
You're not in Thompson.
Want me to get
Where
the...
are you at?
I'm not telling you.
Come on.
I'm
what, you in Brandon? Dauphin?
No.
Portage?
You're in Elmwood.
Elmwood? You're in Elmwood.
You are.
You're kidding. Where's Elmwood?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Where is that?
Yeah.
Oh, get real. Don't come
well, I've heard of Jepsonville, St. Martin's.
What?
Ericsdale? Ashern? But never in Elmwood.
It's not in Elmwood. No.
Seriously, tell me where you're from.
Thompson.
Don't lie.
Thompson.
Tell me the truth.
Thompson.
Tell me the truth.
Thompson.
Tell me the truth or I won't talk to you no more.
I am from Thompson.
No, you're not.
I am.
Hello, this is Thompson, Manitoba. This is the operator speaking.
Hello?
Hello?
What?
This is Thompson, Manitoba. The operator speaking. Our lines are not working too well. Hello?
From where?
From Winnipeg, if you think you're so smart.
Six. Unless you want to go through the Paw and Dauphin. That's a little
what?
Longer, though. That's 391 now.
What?
It's Highway 6, the shortest route.
Highway what?
Six.
Huh?
Six. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Repeat that again?
Are you deaf?
Repeat it.
Are you deaf? Highway six.
What?
Six.
Highway number six?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
What are some of the towns though that you passed?
Huh? Well, the ones in southern Manitoba are Ashern, Moosehorn, Gibsonville. Then you go to Grand Rapids, Ponton, Woboden, then Thompson. It's about 729 kilometers.
Okay, then.
Why?
Bye.
Bye.